This is the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, created by the team at Becker's Healthcare, a multimedia company devoted to the people who power U.S. healthcare. Four new 15-minute episodes are released daily, containing industry news, analysis, and thought leadership from powerful healthcare decision makers. Support our show by leaving it a five-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts or other platforms you use. It's a chance to tell us what you like about the show and act on your feedback. Thanks for listening. Now here's the episode.
This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Janelle Bannett. Janelle is the founder and CEO of Footlamp Consulting. She's an executive coach and brilliant. We're going to talk to her about executive coaching, about what she does, the founding of her company, and a lot more. Janelle, can you take a moment to introduce yourself and tell us about Footlamp Consulting?
Yeah, you bet. Thank you for having me, Scott. After working with Kaiser Permanente for about 24 years in many roles, from direct patient care to training and development to an operations process consultant and then a medical office director of five clinics, where I spent a lot of time coaching my physician leader counterparts to be more involved in leadership and to get in there and help us out because I needed them. I needed their expertise and their knowledge. I was then invited to join the Permanente Medical Group side of the company as an advisor and executive coach for them. At that point, I developed an internal evidence-based coaching program that was rooted in neuroscience research that was a pretty big success, which surprised me. We had demonstrated outcomes and a lot of people asking for more. About 5 years ago, I started my company, Footlamp Consulting, so that I could bring our leadership effectiveness and stress-lowering outcomes through professional coaching to several Kaiser Permanente regions across the country, as well as folks like Cedars-Sinai and many others. So now I'm no longer limited to providing these types of services to just one company, and that has helped me really serve the mission I have to lighten the loads of physicians. So I now have a team of over 40 fabulous executive leadership coaches who are all aligned with my mission to help physicians and help lower their stress levels. They know that I have a business model that's very directly focused on providing high quality coaching at affordable rates. So we actually are about 75 to 80% less than our competitors because my goal is to get the support in front of as many physicians as possible and help lower burnout while really intending to help get more physicians and that expertise into the C-suites and mid-level leadership roles where they're so desperately needed, in my opinion. We've expanded our services now to offer one-on-one coaching to leaders in a few different ways, as well as frontline docs. And we have several group coaching options as well. We also offer CME for all of our coaching engagements. Just this last year, we decided to invest in that as well because we think it's the right thing to do.
Thank you so much. And tell us a little bit about what does the coaching look like? Are there certain leaders and people that are more that take coaching better than others? How does that look? How does that look? And how, if you're going to use an executive coach, what's the best way to go about that if you're looking to use an executive coach?
Oh, that's a good question. So I would say that there are folks who have told me, oh, good luck, this leader is going to be really tough, maybe because they have a reputation for being difficult, or they may show their triggers a little bit more publicly, which makes people end up making things up about them. I have a very open mind with all of my clients. All of our coaches do. I train them and vet them personally. So they're all very open. We all know that the way people present sometimes is not truly who they are and at their best version of themselves. So when we work with them, we find that I have yet to find a physician that was not open to coaching and didn't do well with it. If they were open to doing the work. So that is really where the secret sauce is. I do a lot of pre-work with folks to make sure that they're offering the service to physicians as an option to help them in their professional development. It's not seen as something that, you know, you're on your way out the door or you are really needing performance management, but we're going to get you a coach. That has actually given us a pretty bad rap. And when we first went into a large medical group, I spent a lot of my time in the first session or two working with physicians, trying to help them understand that they were not being fired. They were actually being invested in. This is a different type of support. They're just not used to that. They're used to HR coming in and sort of doing things like this to get them out the door. So if they're open to doing it and they want to grow and learn and they want to work through their triggers, they want to expand their leadership abilities and capabilities and increase their confidence and competence, they're great. They're very open to it and tend to build quick rapport with their coach. So yeah, as far as your second question going about getting an executive coach, there's a lot of executive coaches out there. It really, the barriers to entry in this field, Scott, are quite low. I am really picky about the coaches I hire. They all have leadership experience themselves, even though we're coaches and not consultants, to point out. We don't tell people what to do. We help them figure out what they need to do. But having been in the trenches and kind of been in the arena, if you will, it does help us, I believe, ask better questions because we understand a little bit about where these folks are coming from. So I would recommend, you know, you can definitely get a hold of us at footlampconsulting.com. We have some forms that you can fill out to get the ball rolling and helping us understand what you're looking for. And a big part of my role is to help organizations figure out what might be a good program to invest in for their people strategies to be able to offer this to their physicians across the board.
And thank you. And what, when you look at leadership, what trends are you following today? In the old days, if you asked a leader, is it more important to be respected or liked? Almost the universal answer was it's more important to be respected. How has the world changed and what trends are you watching in leadership today?
Wow, that's a great question. I mean, the trends I'm watching in leadership are really specifically when it comes to physicians, both the research and anecdotally, I'm watching a lot of physicians leave the field and do completely other things, largely due to their impression or feeling that they cannot manage the myriad of external stressors coming their way, both in leadership and in direct patient care on the front line. That's a trend I'm watching that's pretty concerning. As far as, you know, once they start working with us, we can actually get them to a place where they feel a lot more peace and calm. They get in touch with their values and their why around why they actually wanted to work in the healthcare field. What about the company they're working with might be causing undue stress? What about that is actually due to their own behaviors and some of the things that they actually have a high amount of influence over within their sphere of control that they maybe weren't looking at before? It helps to put them into a better place. They also, as an aside, feel like their employer, they've had a much higher appreciation for their employer for investing in them with the support service. As far as being respected or liked, I think it's important for leaders to be able to command respect by having the ability to follow up with people, set good expectations, and actually hold folks accountable. I think that in its own way provides respect. I think a lot of people also appreciate that. But I don't believe as a leader who's going to make an impact that you should expect to be liked by everyone. That is, I think, a false indicator of comfort that oftentimes folks have when they're seeking harmony in places. So you have to be really clear. Is your goal to have harmonious relationships with everyone or to make an impact as a leader and make things better for patients? And that clarity alone can help people better understand what they're doing. We've also had folks who are very conflict avoidant. That's a big theme in medicine and leadership. Have them really sort of shift their focus once they realize that addressing folks and their poor performance is actually a way of supporting them, instead of just allowing them to blindly keep walking into spaces where they're not being effective and no one's letting them know, no one's helping them. So that kind of conversation has also been able to help people shift their focus away from the fear of not being liked, but also not doing a great job of being respected.
Thank you very much. And Janelle, talk a little bit about what are you most focused on and excited about currently? What are you most focused on and excited about?
Oh, so much to be excited about in this space. Having a really good time with this business. Probably, to be honest, although 100% of our clients feel their coach is helping them be more effective in their leadership roles, in addition to sustaining behavior changes they choose to make, 90% and up of our clients find their stress level has improved since working with us, even while their stressors are usually only increasing in the environment around them. That was also really surprising to me, Scott. I set out to start this business to give physicians the opportunity to build their confidence and competence and get out there. I did not realize the stress-lowering capability of this kind of work, especially as we are helping them focus on their triggers, helping them manage their emotions better and regulate a lot of the reactions they have and learn how to interact with their stressors differently. A lot of physician leaders understand that things will stress them out and trigger them. They understand what the amygdala does and how that behaves, but the research that we really are rooted in helps them actually identify it and calm it down and then do something different with it. So they're really able to act upon their stressors more than they were before, which we watch them just completely change in front of us over the weeks and months that we get to work with them. So that's a pretty heavy load for me to carry around, because not many people know about this work, or that we even exist, or that there's a company like us that specializes in physicians and coaching. Dr. Tate Shanafelt put out some really great research around the effectiveness of coaching for physicians back in August of 2019, that it directly lowers burnout rates for doctors. But most people don't understand that that's out there, and they don't even know that coaching is a tool. So I am really focused this year on getting the word out to leaders of additional medical groups that we don't currently partner with and healthcare systems who don't know we exist. Any of these folks who are looking for a viable solution for their physicians and want to actually take action on providing evidence-based support that produces outcomes. A lot of healthcare leaders I hear talking, I think it's like, I don't know if it's just being on the leading edge, or it's just not something that's nearly as common as a lot of other things that are offered, but it's definitely important to start taking action with some tools that are going to help people. And the amount of funding that we actually require is quite low with organizations. We always do a pilot first just to ensure it's a good fit for their culture. So you can oftentimes get started with this kind of a program by just shifting funds from one place that you're currently not getting a lot of value from to another. Yeah, that's what I'm focused on this year.
Thank you. And just fantastic. You know, how do people learn more about your organization, about Footlamp Consulting?
I mean, the best place you can go to is our website, footlampconsulting.com. I actually have some links to another podcast I've done with folks at a medical school who are asking about our role and my calling to help really additionally lower physician suicide, to be honest. But we've got a lot of information there about our programs if you wanted to peruse the different offerings we have, and just reaching out. I'm happy to talk with any and all leaders of medical groups in the US and Canada. We have coaches actually coast to coast, as well as a few in Canada and one currently in Costa Rica. So we have great coaches available for any type of leader everywhere. That's the best way to get a hold of us.
Janelle, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, Janelle Bannett, CEO, founder, Footlamp Consulting. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
It's so important for leaders at the top of organizations to keep learning, stay sharp, grow their networks. To help our audience better do this in a more simplified, personalized, and meaningful way, Becker's Healthcare has launched MyBHC. It's your trusted Becker's Healthcare experience and more, with content, connections, events, and learning opportunities. Join the community free of charge at www.my.beckershospitalreview.com, and we'll see you there.